忘记了，我们已经来到1992年的最后的几天。
Perhaps forgetting that we already reached to the last several days of this year.
我们能够在这里，在冬令会度过我们的这一年的最后几天，是蛮有意思的。
You know, it's very meaningful for us, all of us, to gather here and spend the last few days of this year.
今天是92年最后的一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of 1992.
当我们离开这个冬令会的时候，我们就进到93年了。
After we have leave this conference, we'll be entering into 1993.
92年就会成为历史。
92 would have been history.
在我们一辈子里面，再没有92年了。
And within our life, there won't be another 1992.
当我们往后看的时候，时间总是过得很快的。
Every time we look behind, we find time passes very fast.
但是当我们往前看，等待要来临的日子，好像时间过得很慢的。
But when we look forward, waiting for the times to come, it feels it comes very slowly.
我觉得对时间来看，年轻的跟年长的也有不同的感受。
And depending on our age, we feel differently about time.
年轻人希望时间过得快一点。
To the young, we bought the time. We want to go faster.
是不是
？Right.
啊，我记得我是初中学生的时候，我看见一些高中学生，我希望我很快就成为高中学生。
I remember as a junior high, I was wishing that I would soon be a senior high.
当我是高中学生时，我看见这个大学生，我说快让我成为大学生。
And while I was in senior high school, I wished that I had been, oh, quickly, and I would be in the college.
所以我们年轻的时候，我们巴不得时间过得快一点。
So when we were young, we wished that time would pass faster.
但是当我们年纪比较大了，
But as we grow older,
我们就感受到时间过得真快。
We feel time passes too quickly.
我们希望时间过得慢一点。
We wish that it would slow down a bit.
但无论如何，时间是这样的过去了。
But whatever.Time passes by.
1992年也快过去了。
So 1992 will soon pass away.
这一年你们过得怎么样？
How have you been this last year?
这一年好吗？
Is it good?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我相信每一个人的个经历、遭遇不一样。
I'm sure all of us have different experiences.
有人有成功，有人有失败。
Some may have succeeded and some failed.
有苦有乐。
但是
每到一年的结束，我们总是要回头看一看这一年我们做了什么。
But whenever we come to an end of the year, we must examine ourselves. What have we done in this year?
做学生的，我们知道一个学期结束了，我们会收到那个成绩单。
You know, as students, we will receive our grade report.
我们这一年的成绩如何
？How we do in this year?
我们。在一年过去的时候，也要看看这一年是怎么样过的。
And after this year coming to a pass, we must examine how we have spent this year.
我们怎么样来向主耶稣交账
？How are we going to give an account to our Lord Jesus?
这一年你们赚了多少啊
？Well, how much have you made this year?
我不是说赚了多少钱。
I didn't mean to make money.
那是。主给我们的恩赐，给我们各样的资源，我们用了多少
？Brother, what God has given us as gifts, as resources, how much have we used them?
我们为了主的缘故做了多少
？How much have we done for the sake of the Lord?
我们的属灵的生命成长了多少
？And how much have we grown in our spiritual lives?
我相信，在我们一年结束的时候
，I trust that at the end of a year,
我们应该这样来思想一下。
We should think about this.
我提议各位弟兄姊妹们，在这几天的冬令会里面
，Let me remind brothers and sisters within these few days during the conference.
回顾过去一年的事情
，Look back what had happened in this last year.
在你的日记里面写下来
，And write it down in your diary.
这一年里面有什么事情令你很快乐、很高兴的
？What are the things that make you very happy?
有什么事情是你觉得很难过的？
What does make you feel very sad?
做一点这样的回顾是很有帮助。
I think it's very helpful to give yourself such a review.
所以今天的主日崇拜里面，我愿意跟各位弟兄姊妹来思想保罗的一句话。
So this morning I'd like to share with you a word, a statement of Paul.
是来自使徒保罗他个人的经历。
It comes from the personal experience of the Apostle Paul.
这是刚才我们读到经文，在腓立比书第三章。
And that's what we just read in the third chapter of Philippians.
是大家很熟的一段经文。
This is a verse that's very familiar to most of us.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead.
我盼望这个是我们在一年过去，一年又来的时候。
I pray that this as the at the end of one year and another the coming of another.
当我们做回顾与前瞻的时候。
When we look back and we will look forward.
神的话语给我们一个的鼓励。
The word of God will give us an encouragement.
首先，让我们看保罗所说的“忘记背后”。
First of all, let me see what Paul said about forgetting what is behind.
这句话很多人误会误解了。
Many have mistaken this statement.
以为保罗告诉我们过去的事情不要再想了，把它忘记。
We thought maybe Paul was telling us not to think about what is behind.
你想一想，有什么人是很愿意忘记过去的呢？
Think about what kind of people would really like to forget the past.
你愿不愿意忘记过去呢？
Do you really want to forget the past?
那些人是不愿意忘记背后的呢？
Who are those who would not want to forget the past?
保罗的意思不是说我们把过去的事情埋葬了。
Paul doesn't mean that we're going to bury all those things that happened.
不要再想过去的事情。
Don't think of what had happened before.
好像过去事情没有发生过一样。
As if it had never happened.
这是不可能的。
That's impossible.
因为过去的事情是你我生命的一部分。
Because whatever happened in the past is part of our lives.
我们现在是怎么样的人，是过去这样把我们塑造的、塑造出来的。
And whatever we are today is made up by what had happened in the past.
所以在我们生命里面充满了过去。
So likewise in our lives is filled with the past.
当保罗说忘记背后，他是提醒我们怎么样去面对过去。
When Paul wrote forgetting what is behind, he was reminding us how to face what had happened in the past.
我们怎么样面对过去呢？
How are we to face what had happened in the past?
不是说要把过去的事情从我们的记忆里面拿掉。
Not that to get rid of it from our memory.
不是患上了失忆症。
Not that I will just have just be senile and forgetting.
我相信保罗这句话忘记背后，对两种人同样的有意义。
I think these words is meaningful to two kinds of people.
第一种人就是还是活在过去的人。
First is those who are still living in the past.
过去太好了。
It was so good in the past.
不想离开，总是提到过去的。
We don't want to leave it behind, so I'm constantly reminding myself.
另外一种人就是那些要逃避过去的人。
There's another kind of people who want to escape from the past.
不要提过去了。
Oh, don't ever mention it.
所以无论是我们要活在过去，还是要逃避过去。
So regardless whether we want to live in the past or to escape from the past.
保罗说把它忘记。
Paul said, forgetting.
好，我们再想一下这句话究竟是什么意思呢？
Let's think about it. What does it really mean?
首先我们看保罗他自己。
Let's look at Paul himself.
当保罗这样说忘记背后，他不是一个失败者。
When Paul said to forget what is behind, he was not a failure himself.
我们看腓立比书第三章的前面。
Let's turn to chapter 3 of Philippians, the first part of the chapter.
你可以说保罗有一个很好的背景。
Paul has a very, very good background.
信主以前跟信主之后都是这样。
Whether it was before he became a Christian or after.
在前面他说，如果有人可以靠着他的肉体夸口，保罗说我可以。
Paul has said if anyone...thinks that he has reason to put confidence in his flesh, he said, I have some.
他说我第八天受隔离。
He said, I was circumcised on the eighth day.
我是有一个很有背景、有出身的人。
come from a very good background, he said.
我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人。
He said, I'm the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin.
我是百分之一百的希伯来人。
He said, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews.
我是法利赛人。
I'm a Pharisee.
而且我就热心来说，我是逼迫教会的。
As for zeal, persecuting the church.
他没有信主以前，他讲到他人生里面认为最有意义、最重要的事情，为他的犹大的宗教热心。
Before he became a Christian, he was zealous for his own religion.
所以他逼迫教会，他就以为他是为上帝热心。
So when he persecuted the church, he thought he was zealous for God.
就是说他以为他是找到最有意义的工作。
He thought that he had found the most meaningful thing in his life.
他蛮有使命感的去做。
He was so full of purpose.
然后他说，就律法上的意义来说，我是无可指责的。
And then he said, as for legalistic righteousness, I was found faultless.
所以保罗他说，我是很有背景的。
So Paul was saying that I'm a...
我很有成就的，我可以用这个来夸口。
I can boast about this myself.
然后保罗信主了。
And then Paul trusted in the Lord.
他180度的改变。
And he was changed completely.
他成为耶稣基督的仆人。
He became a servant.
他成为外邦人的使徒。
And he became an apostle to the Gentiles.
他把福音传遍各地。
Spread the gospel to many different places.
他到各处传福音，带领很多人信主。
He went to different places and led many, many to Christ.
他建立了很多的教会。
He established many churches.
所以他也是觉得他可以说蛮有神的恩赐。
So he felt that he was also gifted.
蛮有成功感的。
He was rather successful.
但是他讲一句话。
But then he said this one thing.
他在腓立比书第三章第十三节
3:13, he says,
说弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
如果你认识保罗的一生，
if you know the life of Paul,
如果有人说他已经得着了，
if someone said I have already taken hold of it,
大概就是使徒保罗。
And you say that should be Paul.
那保罗说，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He said, I do not consider myself as having taken hold of it.
无论我的背景是如何，
no matter about my background,
无论我有多大的成就，
and whatever I have succeeded,
我不以这个夸口，
I do not boast about this.
我不以这个满足，
I'm not satisfied with this.
我把它忘记掉。
I forget it.
保罗是从这个角度来说这句话。
So it is from this point of view that Paul made such a statement.
他可以继续地说，我你看我过去的成就。
He can continue and say, examine.
你看我过去的背景。
Look at my background.
但保罗不是这样。
Paul didn't say so.
他对过去一切事情他说再见。
He say goodbye to what was behind.
忘记背后表示我们应该晓得怎么样面对过去。
So forgetting what is behind, meaning that we know how to face the past.
不停留在昨天。
But we do not stop at yesterday.
不留恋过去。
Do not just worry about it.
今天很多时候很多人总是活在过去。
Today many people just live in the past.
以前是多么的好。
Oh, how good it was in the past.
跟今天他比较，觉得以前太好了，今天比不上。
In comparison, we say today is far short.
这是很可悲的。
This is rather pitiful.
过去无论怎么样好，
no matter how good the past is,
我们总是要往前走的。
But we have to move forward.
特别是我们基督徒，
especially as Christians,
我们在这个世界是客旅。
We are sojourners in this world.
我们不是永远留在这个地方。
We do not live here eternally.
我们是向着永久的家乡来进发。
But rather, we are facing and marching toward our eternal home.
我以前听过一个宣教士经验的分享。
I've heard of a sharing by the missionary.
他在我们香港的中国神学研究院做我们的讲师。
He was a lecturer to our seminary in Hong Kong.
到他退休的时间，他要离开我们学校了。
At the time of his retirement, he has to leave.
他的讲到一个的题目是这个和旅的路程。
He preached on the journey of a sojourner.
A pilgrim's way, 一个和旅的经过。他去过好多地方。
The best thing that he talked about was.
他去过香港，他去过非洲。
He had been in Hong Kong in Africa.
但是他说每一次他都要离开那个地方往另外一个地方去。
Every time he said, I have to leave one place and go to another.
对他来说，他的侍奉主总是往前走的。
So to him, serving the Lord is always moving forward.
他这个地方很好，他很欣赏。
He said, this place is very good and really appreciated.
他充满了感谢。
Was filled with thanksgiving.
但是时候到了，他要往前走。
But when the time comes, he has to move forward.
今年我就开始比较领会这个意思了。
And this year I begin to understand a bit more of this meaning.
那么今年我有一年的休假。
Because I have a sabbatical year.
我今年是安息年。
So I have a year of rest.
所以过去的两个多月我在美国这个南加州里面。
So in the last 2 months I was in Southern California.
在这个San Diego的附近一个小的城叫 Escondido。
The town close to San Diego.
那个 Escondido 这个字的意思呢，原来是就是一个隐藏的山谷。
And this name of the place, Escondido, means a hiding, a valley.
那哪里有间神学院？我在哪里？我跟我太太在那里有间时间在研究。
And there's a seminary, so my wife and myself were doing some research.
过去两个的月真是好。
The last 2 months has been great.
在南加州天气好。
Southern California, the weather is beautiful.
每天都是有太阳的。
Every day we have sunshine.
我们住了两个多月，大概有两天下雨。
More than 2 months, only 2 rainy days.
所以来到了芝加哥很不习惯，这个天气很冷。
So in Chicago, we feel a bit
美好的天气，每天都是阳光。
Beautiful weather, every day sunshine.
那里那个小城的人很好，很有礼貌的。
In that little town, everyone is so polite.
后来我晓得人那个退休的人去的住的地方。
I realized, or retirement, you would go to that place.
那个一般来说，那个日常生活的速度是比较慢的。
So in general, the speed of life is much slower.
我们住了两个多月，我们都很享受在那里的生活。
So we really enjoy ourselves in this.
但是时间到了，我们要离开那个地方，继续往前走。
But when the time comes, we need to leave that place and move forward.
有时候我们说，哎呀，巴不得我们能够继续的留在这里，多留半年。
Sometimes I would say, oh, how wish we could continue here for another half a year.
但是我们也要说再见。
But we must say goodbye.
然后继续我们的旅程。
And then continue on our pilgrim.
弟兄姐妹，你们的过去是不是满有神的恩典？
My brothers and sisters, your past must be full of the grace of the Lord.
满有很多令你满足的事情。
There are many things that satisfy you.
很多你觉得是很引以为荣的事情。
And many that you really boast of, you can boast about it.
对，我们要感谢上帝。
Yes, we need to thank the Lord.
我们充分享受了过去一切的好处。
Because we have enjoyed fully of the goodness of God.
但我们不能够停留在这里。
We cannot stop at this place.
你愿不愿意继续的往前走？
You willing to move forward?
对现在，对过去，无论怎么样好，你说再见。
And to say goodbye to now and to the past, whatever how good it is.
不让你的过去成为你往前走的拦阻。
So that the past will not be a stumbling block for you to move forward.
所以保罗说，忘记背后。
And so Paul said, forget what is behind.
是一个人不抓住过去，是愿意把放手 let go。这个对我们基督徒这个属灵生命的成长是很重要的。
This is most important to the spiritual growth of a Christian.
我们不让我们过去无论怎么样好，是拦阻了我们的成长。
However good it is, we will not allow the past.To block our growing process.
因为神我们预备有更好的在前面。
Because what God has prepared for us is even better.
过去成为我们生命的一部分了。
The past has become part of our life.
让我们说再见，忘记背后。
Let us say goodbye to it. Okay.
但是保罗这句话也同样对另外一种人来说了。
But this very statement, Paul also said it to another group of people.
就是那些很喜欢把保罗的话来做个借口。
Many would use Paul's words as an excuse.
我真的要忘记背后。
I really have to forget the past.
因为想到过去就是满有很多不好的东西。
Whatever I think of the past, it was filled of sadness.
我才不要把它记起。
I don't really want to think about it.
这些人他是要逃避过去。
And these kind of people may want to escape from the past.
好像我们不愿意这些事情发生，好像我们看它是没有发生过一样。
As if we rather it had never happened.
但是没有可能的。
But it's impossible.
我们不能够就这样忘记它。
We cannot just forget it like that.
因为过去发生的事情常常是追赶着我们。
Whatever happened in the past always chased after us.
好像阴魂不散一样。
As the ghost following us everywhere.
我们过去很多的失败。
There may be failures in our past.
我们很多不快乐的时光。
There may be unhappy times.
我们很多的犯罪的事情。
Maybe many, many sins.
我们觉得很羞耻的事情。
We feel very bad and shameful.
我们很多受伤害的事情。
The many hurting things.
我们都把它盖起来，把它忘记掉。
We cover them up and forget.
圣经从来没有告诉我们要逃避现实。
The Bible never tells us to escape from reality.
所以忘记背后提醒我们要面对这一切。
So forgetting the past, reminding us to face all these things.
我们要勇敢地面对这一切。
To face them with courage.
对，我们要跟这些说再见。
Of course, we want to say goodbye to these things as well.
但当我们说再见以前，
But before we say goodbye,
我们一定要处理这些，才可以把它忘记。
We must first deal with them.
我们需要得到饶恕、赦免。
We need forgiveness.
我们也需要去饶恕、赦免别人。
And we also need to forgive others.
我们所受的伤害需要得到医治。
Whatever hurt we have had, we need healing.
我们需要神重新带领我们走到一个喜乐的道路。
We need God to lead us and to walk the way of joyfulness.
我们需要与人和好，与上帝和好。
We need to be reconciled with others and with God.
我们一定要来到上帝的面前。
We must come before God.
让上帝对我们的过去来一个的结束。
Allow Him to make an end to our past.
今天很多人也愿意做一个生命的重整。
Today, many would like to have restored their life.
我以前也很怕想到过去。
In the past, I also was dreadful of thinking of the past.
想到好的事情固然开心呢。
Of course, when you think of good things, you're very happy.
想到不开心的事情，带起来很多很多的伤痛。
But the unhappy experience will bring forth much sorrow.
想到过去就好像Open a can of worms, 好像是把一个罐子里面虫都是打开了。
Think of the past is like opening a can of worms.
但是当我们能够想到过去的日子在神的恩典之下，
But if we can think of what happened in the past and how we were in the grace of God,
能够来到上帝面前，把我们的过去的生命交给他。
And that we can come before Him and put it in His hands what happened in our past.
他能够放手在我生命里面医治我们。
And He is able to touch us and to heal us.
正如我说过，没有一个人能够脱离过去而成为今天的人。
Just as I have said, we cannot escape from the past and become what we are today.
同样，没有一个人的生命中里面没有上帝的。
Likewise, there is no one in his life, there is no God.
没有一个人的过去是没有上帝的。
And there is no one who has Well, hasn't that God in his past?
就算我们今天还没有信耶稣，
Even if we do not believe Jesus yet,
我们还没有认识上帝，
and we still do not know God,
但是在过去的年日里面，上帝就认识我们。
But even in the days past, God already knows you.
他一直在看顾我们，直到一天我们晓得。
And he was looking after you until one day you will come to realize.
因此，我们很愿意来到上帝的面前。
And therefore, we are willing to come before God.
我们说，上帝啊，你晓得我的过去、现在、将来。
We say, God, you know my past, my present, and my future.
过去有很多我不快乐的事情，很多痛苦的事情。
There is much happiness, much unhappiness and sorrow in my past.
我靠着我自己力量，我不能够忘记。
By my own strength, I could not forget them.
里面有很大的罪恶，罪恶很多的很多的羞耻。
And I had all kinds of sins and shameful.
里面有很多的恨在我里面。
And there is much hatred.
唯有上帝，他能够饶恕我们。
And oh, God alone could forgive us.
他的爱充满了我们的心，让我们也能够去饶恕别人。
And his love can fill our hearts so that we can forgive others as well.
然后呢，我们可以把过去可以说忘记了。
And then we can say goodbye to the past.
然后开始我们生命里面新的一页。
And then we start a new page of our life.
保罗说忘记背后。
So Paul said, forgetting what is behind.
他就提醒我们怎么样去面对过去。
So he's reminding us how we ought to deal with the past.
所以当1992年快要过去的时候，
So as 92 is about to pass away,
我们要看看过去的一年我们是怎么样过的。
We want to look at and see how we have spent this year.
然后我们说再见。
And then we say goodbye.
然后我们忘记它。
And then we can forget it.
不让过去成为我们前面成长前进的一个拦阻。
So that the what is behind will not be a blocking, a stumbling block for what we do move forward.
不是从我们的记忆里面失去了。
We don't just get rid of it in our memory.
成为我们美好的回忆，对。
Yes, it becomes a good reminder.
也从过去我们得到主耶稣给我们的安慰鼓励。
We also receive comfort and consolation from our Lord.
然后我们可以继续走我们人生的道路。
Then we can continue to move forward.
忘记背后。
Forgetting what is behind.
然后保罗说要努力面前。
And then Paul says, straining toward what is ahead.
基督徒是相信将来的。
As Christians, we believe in the future.
我们对将来总是有一个很积极的态度。
We have a very optimistic view of the future.
那我们总是乐观的。
We are very optimistic.
为什么？
Why?
不是因为我们知道将来是怎么样。
Not that we already know how is it going to be.
但我们知道是上帝掌管明天。
But we know that God is in control of tomorrow.
我们唱诗歌常常间提醒我们。
So the songs, the hymns always remind us.
I do not know what holds the future, but I know the one who holds the future, right? 我们不知道明天如何，但是我们知道是谁掌管明天。
I do not know what happens tomorrow in the future, but we know who holds the future.
I do not know what the future holds, but I know the one who holds the future. 对保罗来说，他讲这句话的时候，他的前景不明朗的。
To Paul, when he wrote this, he was not sure what's going to happen before.
当时他是在罗马坐监。
Because while he was writing this, he was himself a prisoner in Rome.
你看，在腓立比书第一章的时候。
For example, if we turn back to chapter 1 of this book.
他当时是在罗马坐监炉，等候大法庭审判的结果。
And he was a prisoner in Rome, waiting for the verdict.
他自己也不清楚知道。
He wasn't sure. For example, if we turn back to chapter 1 of this book,
他当时是在罗马坐监炉等候大法庭审判的结果。
And he was a prisoner in Rome waiting for the verdict.
他自己也不清楚知道。
He wasn't sure how the verdict would be.
可能他被宣布没有罪，他得到释放。
Maybe he will be claimed to be guiltless and he would be freed.
但也有可能他被宣布有罪，他就要受刑。
But it was possible that he would be condemned and said he was guilty.
当然他有信心，他知道上帝会拯救他。
But he had faith that he knew God would save him.
所以第一章第十九节说，我知道这事情借着你们的祷告和耶稣基督的灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
So that in verse 19 he wrote, For I know that this through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out to be my deliverance.
So 他相信上帝会救他脱离这个灾祸。
He trusted God will save him. So he was filled with faith and encouragement as he faced the future.
而且他是蛮有乐观而积极的态度。
And he was optimistic.
他说要面对将来的时候要努力面前。
So he said to straining forward to what is ahead.
其实这两句话不能够分开的。
Actually, these two sentences could not be separated.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forgetting what is behind, straining forward toward what is ahead.
圣经的意思是说，我们忘记背后，以致我们可以努力面前。
What the Bible means is that we forget what is behind, so that we may strain forward toward it.
如果过去已经很好了
，If the past is already very good,
前面可以更好的。
What is ahead will be even better.
如果过去是不好的。
If the past is bad,
神能够改变变成好。
God can change it to make it better.
弟兄姊妹，在前面你们有什么计划
？My brothers and sisters, what do you have before you?
这几天在冬令会里面
，In these few days during this conference,
也盼望你们可以为了1993年写下一些目标、一些计划。
I hope that you can write down some goals and some plans for 1993.
我相信。不同的人对面前的一年有不同的计划目标。
I trust that one of us will have different plans and goals.
明年可能你想是啊，我大学毕业了。
Perhaps to some next year I'll be graduating from college.
也许明年是我们研究院啊，那个学业结束，拿了博士学位了。
Or maybe by next year I will end my graduate study and will receive a doctorate degree.
也许明年你的目标是结婚。
Or maybe next year your goal is to get married.
可能明年你的计划是一个新的工作
or maybe it's a new work.
可能你要搬到另外一个地方
or maybe you will move to a new place.
可能你明年的计划是退休
or you will retire next year.
我们有不同的计划不同的目标
we have different plans and different goals.
保罗说我们要努力面前
and Paul says straining toward what is ahead.
保罗提醒我们我们无论目标是怎么样
For is reminding us, regardless of our goal,
最重要的是要以基督耶稣做我们目标的中心。
The most important thing is to allow Christ to be the center of our goal.
以耶稣基督做我们一切目标的中心。
And it is to allow Jesus Christ to be the center of every one of our goals.
对保罗来说，这是他的人生。
To Paul, this is his life.
第一章第二十节
Chapter 1 verse 20 he said
他面对一个不肯定的将来
While he was facing an uncertain future
但他心里面很平安
Yet he had peace in his heart
他说我知道靠着你们的祷告和耶稣的灵的帮助我会得到释放
He said by your prayers and the help of the Holy Spirit I'll be delivered
但是这个不是我最主要的目标。
But this is not my main goal.
我最主要的目标是在我一生里面，是耶稣基督在我身上显大。
He said, my main goal is for me to my whole life that Christ may be exalted in me.
第二十节说，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上。较长显大
Verse 20 I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage, so that now in my body, whether by life or by death.
保罗真的是面对生与死。
Paul was actually willing to face death and life.
他等待罗马法庭的宣判。
He was waiting for the verdict of the court.
他不知道结果会怎么样。
He didn't know what the outcome would be.
但他说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
He said, whether by life or by death, that Christ will be exalted in my body.
这个就是他以基督为中心的人生的目标。
And this is Paul's way of life.Allowing Christ to be his center.
唯有这样我们才能够了解他能够这样说。
And only by that can we understand how he says so.
二十一节说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
Verse 21, he said, to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
怎么样会有人说死了有益处？
How can someone say to die is gain?
对，英文翻译上了，死了就有得做。
This is the English translation. To die is gain.
我们说死了就没有了吗
？We say to die, that's the end.
To die is to lose.
To die is to lose.
一切都没有了，生命也没有了，什么得着呢
？Losing life and losing everything, what gain?
但保罗说，死了。就是得着基督最完满的地步。
Paul is saying that to die is to gain, is to gain Christ.
若他继续的活着，也是为了基督。
And if he continue to live, he live for Christ.
所以，如果他要决定要活着还要死，他要思想哪一样是更好。
If he could choose between the two, he would have to think which one is better.
他说：“我不知道该挑选什么。”
He said, "I do not know which to choose."
对你对我来说，生与死的选择很清楚的。
To you and to me, it's very simple to choose between life and death.
是不是
？Right.
但是保罗说，我不知道应该挑选什么。
But Paul said, I do not know how to choose.
我们不能够了解保罗，除非我们了解他是以基督为中心的人生观。
You know, we can never understand Paul unless we can understand he lived for Christ.
说弟兄姊妹，你明年的计划无论是什么。
So regardless what your plans is for next year, brothers and sisters,
把耶稣基督放进去。
Let Christ be in your plan.
你的计划、你的目标会很不一样。
And then your plan and your goal will be quite different.
保罗也是这个意思。
And Paul means this way.
你看第腓立比书第三章第八节。
Look at Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
第三章第八节，保罗说：“我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。”
He said that I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness.
第八节。第八节，我先前以为与我有益处的，我现在因基督当作有损的啊。
I consider
第七节，对，对不起。
Whatever was to me from.Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of.
你看保罗在这里比较以前、先前跟现在。
And this is how Paul compared the past to the present.
他是比较有益处跟有损的。
And this, which one is profitable?
那个分别在什么地方
？What is the difference?
因基督这三个字。
And the difference being for the sake of Christ.
忘记背后。努力面前
forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead
有了耶稣基督我们的人生我们的价值我们的目标很不一样
once we have Christ we have completely different way of life
不在乎你要做什么不做什么
no matter what you do or what you do not do
因为按照我们不同的环境有不同需要
according to our various backgrounds we have different needs
我们明年你我的目标不一样
You and I will have different goals for next year.
我们人生的阶段不一样。
Our terms of our life is different.
我们面对的问题不一样。
And we'll face different problems.
但是有一样，你跟我都是同样的需要的。
But one thing you and I need is they are the same.
就是把耶稣基督放在我们人生目标中心。
And that is let Jesus Christ to be the center of our life.
你要问你自己。
You need to ask yourself.
我在我这个计划里面。
In this my plan.
在我这个追求的目标里面，耶稣基督有什么的地位
？And in this pursuit of mine, where does Christ lie?
我这样的目标，我这样的计划，怎样帮助我能够更认识耶稣基督
？And how does this plan and this goal of me will help me to know more about Christ？
因为保罗说：“我把一切也看作有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣为至宝。
”Because Paul said, "I consider everything a loss."
我愿意放弃一切，为了得着基督。
I'm willing to give up everything in order to gain Christ.
也愿意被基督所得着。
And I also want to be taken hold of by Christ.
所以我们要问自己，那我这计划目标的里面，耶稣基督在哪里？他的地位怎么样
？And so I have to ask myself in my plan and in my goal, where does Christ stand?
然后保罗在哥罗西书的第一章告诉我们。
And then in the book of Colossians, and Paul wrote.
第一章第十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
有一句很重要的话。
There is a very, very important statement.
说使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And that Christ be first in everything.
耶稣基督要在我们生命里面是居首位。Number one.
That Christ will be the supremacy in our life. He will be number one in our life.
在我们一切的计划目标里面是我们的中心。
So in all our plans and all our goals, he is our center.
这样我们所追求的目标就不一样了。
And then we will seek after. What we seek after will be quite different.
保罗说：“忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind, straining forward to what is ahead."
这个标杆是什么呢
？And press on toward the goal. What is this goal?
最主要的是耶稣基督他自己，让我们得着他，也被他所得着。
Basically, it is Jesus Christ that we will gain him and he will take hold of us.
然后保罗提醒我们，我们面对前面是要努力，努力面前。
And Paul reminds us as we face the future, we need to strain forward.
一方面是忘记背后。
On the one hand, we forget what is behind.
另外一方面不是单单来思想面前。
On the other hand, we don't just think about the future.
那是要努力。
Rather, we straining forward.
面前我们可以有很多的计划。
We can have a lot of plans for the future.
我们可以为了将来做很多的梦想。
We can dream about many things for the future.
但是我们要落实的去做。
But we must be realistic and actually work on it.
要把一切的目标、计划要把它成就。
We ought to accomplish these goals and these plans.
有时候基督徒呢。话讲很多，做得很少。
Sometimes Christians say a lot, but accomplish a little.
很多的计划，很多的目标，很多的意向。
Many plans, many goals, and your visions.
但是，所做出来的就是很少很少。
But what we do is very just a few.
努力面前表示我们一定要全力以赴。
Straining forward means that we give our best.
不单有计划有目标
Not only just that, plans and plans.
还有这样的决心要把这件事情做好
But we have the determination to accomplish it.
所以你要问你自己你有这个目标的话你要怎么样去把它完成
So you have to ask yourself if I set this goal how am I going to accomplish it?
在这里保罗说要努力
Paul gave us a suggestion to strain forward
在前面的第三章
That we have to
Press on. 你看保罗他说努力面前是代表什么呢
What does he mean when he said press on?
他说在第十节认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得同他一同受苦效法他的死
What he means is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering.
这是我们努力面前要经过的过程。
And this is when we strain forward something in the process that we must experience.
这包括了晓得基督复活的大能。
It includes realizing the power of Christ's resurrection.
晓得 跟耶稣一同的受苦
and to understand of sharing in Christ's suffering,
效法他的死
and following his death.
当然这个受苦这个死不一定是那个按照字面的意思
doesn't necessarily mean literally.
但是这个跟耶稣所讲的被十字架跟随他的意思是一样
But it's similar to what Christ said about taking hold of our cross and following him.
这表示我们如果要努力面前的话，我们必须要背十字架。
In other words, if we are to strain forward, we must take up our cross.
我们必须要愿意很牺牲付代价。
We must be willing to sacrifice to pay the price.
保罗说：“向着标杆直跑。”
And Paul said to press on toward the goal.
你想想。要直跑是怎么样的一个图画呢
When you think of just press on and running forward, what kind of a picture you see?
是勇往直前不计算困难的一个态度
And that is run courageously without worrying about difficulties.
今天如果我们要真的努力面前我们必须要不计算代价
If we want to strain forward, we must be willing to pay the price.
很多人为了他们的理想
Many for the sake of their ideas,
为了他一些的主意
for the sake of their theories,
真的放下很多牺牲很多来要得到他们的目标
sacrifice a great deal and give up a great deal.
我觉得世界上没有一个目标没有一样比我们基督徒的目标理想更伟大
I think there is no other goal as great or even greater than the goal of Christians.
为了全能的上帝
For the sake of this Almighty God.
为了基督和他的国度
For the sake of Christ and his kingdom.
没有一个的代价牺牲是太大的
You know, there is no price that is too great.
在这里附近有一间的基督教的大学是 Wheaton College.
There's a Wheaton College not too far from here.
如果大家有机会去那里参观的话，你看见它大学的前面有一个大的一个的牌，写作 "For Christ and His Kingdom."
There is a big sign in the front of the college that writes "For Christ and His Kingdom."
这个是整个大学的，可以说是一个的目标。
And this is the goal for the entire college.
对我们来说我们要努力面前的话我们必须要同样的这样的心智
to all of us if we are to strain forward this must also be our attitude
有时候我们基督徒太计较了
sometimes as Christians we count too much
too calculating 我们太计算这样好这样就得这样失
Calculated so carefully, worrying what I gain, what I lose.
如果我们太计较，就不能够为神做事情。
And if in this manner, we can never work for God.
你看，为神做事的人都是不计较的。
You know, all of those who serve God are not calculating.
不计较自己的好处得与失。
They would not worry about the profit for themselves, whether they gain or lose.
不计较自己的安全感
regardless of his own personal safety,
这样教会才能够被建立
and only then will the church be built up,
福音才能够被传开
and the gospel can be spread out,
神的国度才能够扩展
and the kingdom of God can be extended,
努力面前直跑
so straining forward to press on.
保罗还提醒我们一件事情
And Paul reminds us another thing.
他说我们要得到上帝在基督耶稣里从上面叫我来得的奖赏
And he said it's to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus
这个很重要的真理我盼望每一个弟兄姊妹都能够了解
I hope every brothers and sisters will understand this very important truth
原来神在耶稣里面对我们每一个基督徒有个呼召
you know, God has called each one of us in Christ Jesus
这是从上面来的呼召
and this is a heavenward calling
这呼召很多时候我们说哎呀一个人蒙神呼召就是去奉献做传道
Whenever we think of being called, we only think of those who consecrate themselves to be a servant of the Lord.
这是真的，我们需要神的呼召去做传道。
This is true. We need the calling of God to be the servant.
一个教会请一个牧师。
When a church invites a pastor in.
当一个牧师去一个教会的时候。
Or when a pastor goes to a church.
但这英文是说 I received a call.
In English, that's how they say.
不是说那个教会打电话给他。
Doesn't mean that the church calling me on the telephone.
不是说那个执事会主席打电话说牧师，请你来这个教会当牧师。
Or a chairperson of the deaconhood that call them in the phone and say, "Come and be our pastor."
那牧师说，我来这个教会当牧师，因为我得到一个 call， 一个神的呼召。
But rather he say, "I come to this church to serve in this church because I received a call from God."
对一个人奉献做传道，因为神呼召他。
It's true that when someone offered himself to be a preacher, God had called him.
当一个牧师去一间教会当牧师，也是因为神呼召他。
And when a pastor goes to a church to serve, it's because God had called him to.
这个是我们做牧师的里面应该有一个很强烈的呼召感。
This is what should be in every minister as a very strong sense of calling.
但是基督徒也有神给他的呼召。
But likewise, every Christian also has a call from God.
神呼召你在某一个岗位上侍奉他。
God has called you to serve him in one particular area.
因此当你面对前面神所安排你的工作的时候。
So when, as you face the future, when you think of what God has prepared for you.
你要求神引导你。
You have to ask God to guide you.
求神给你一个呼召。
And ask him for a calling.
在不同的地方。
In different places.
在不同的方面。
In various, under various situations.
来为主做见证，来侍奉他。
So that you will be a witness for the Lord and to serve him.
在英文这个字，我们的职业，我们的工作。
In English, when we say our profession.
除了这个 profession 的一个字叫 vocation， 那这个 vocation 这个字也是表明我们的工作。
Vocation also means our work。
但这个字的背后有意思就是 calling 呼叫的意思。
But actually behind this word there's a sense of calling。
所以我觉得，如果基督徒有一个很强烈的呼叫感。
So every Christian should have a very strong sense of calling。
在神给他的训练。
In the training that we have received。
在神给他。工作的岗位上
and God has put you in this,
来忠心的见证侍奉，
so that you can faithfully work and testify for the Lord.
你说这个是我的呼召，
you say, this is my calling.
我要努力面前去回应上帝的呼召。
I would want to strain forward in response to the call of God.
有呼召的同时有上帝给我们的赏赐。
You know, with God's calling, God also prepares a prize for us.
今天在这个主日里面
so today, on this, the Lord's Day,
感谢神让我再一次来思想保罗这句话。
We thank God to give us an opportunity to ponder upon these words of Paul.
忘记背后努力面前。
Forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead.
求神安待我们。
May God be gracious to us.
在这几天的里面
so during these few days while we're here,
真是好好的在你我的生命的里面
So that in your life and in mine,
把1992年带来一个好好的结束。
That we can bring it to a very good end of 1992.
为了过去的一年，感谢上帝。
So that we can give thanks to God for the last year.
一切的成就，一切的好处，都是上帝的恩典。
You know, all success and all good things are blessings from God.
很多不如意的事情，很多我们受伤害的地方。
Many unhappy happenings or what we get hurt.
我们也要带到上帝面前求他的饶恕跟医治。
We need to bring it back also before God and ask for forgiveness and ask for healing.
然后把这一年送走。
And then we can say goodbye to this year.
预备迎接93年的来临。
And be prepared to welcome 93.
你们是不是预备好了忘记背后？
Are you ready to forget what is behind?
更重要的，我们是不是预备好了努力面前
？Even more importantly, are you ready to strain forward to what is ahead?
好，我们安静，我们同心的祷告。
Let us pray.
我想我们用一点的时间。
I think we want to spend a little time.
我们神在神的面前打开我们的心。
So that we can open our hearts before God.
让圣灵提醒我们。
Let the Holy Spirit remind us.
这一年所发生的事情。
What has happened during this last year?
在我们还没有忘记以前。
Before we forget it.
我们做一个回顾，一个检讨，
so that we can give it a review.
也让我们对神打开我们的心。
Likewise, let us also open our hearts to God.
求他帮助我们在这几天里面。
And ask him to help us during these few days.
晓得怎么样来定明年我们的目标，我们的计划。
So that we know how to set our goals and make our plans.
也愿意把93年奉献给他。
And be willing to offer this 93 into his hands.
我们同心祷告。
Let us pray.
我们主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Our Lord and our God, we want to thank you.
因为耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是不改变的。
Because Jesus Christ, yesterday, today, and forever is the same.
你知道我们的过去、现在、将来。
You know our past, our present, and our future.
我们一生的年日，你都晓得。
And all the days of our life, you knew them.
我们的生命在你手里面是稳妥的。
And our life in you is very secure.
我们为了过去的一切，我们感谢你。
For whatever happened in the past, we thank you.
因为你的手在带领我们。
For your hands are guiding us.
不断地改变我们。
You continue to transform us.
求你教导我们怎么样来面对过去。
Teach us how to face the past.
给我们有智慧来数算我们的日子。
Give us wisdom to count our days.
因为你以恩典会连续的冠冕。
Because of your grace, you give us crown of your grace.
因此我们面对这样的时候，我们充满了信心。
So that as we face the future, we're full of faith.
因为知道你走在我们的前面。
For we know that you will be before us walking.
主啊，我们愿意耿耿的来跟随你。
We want to follow you.
我们也愿意在我们一切的目标的里面，我们要把主耶稣放在中心。
We want to allow Christ to be the center of all the goals we set.
所以，悦纳我们这样的心智。
Please, be pleasing in what we have determined.
悦纳我们的祷告。
And receive our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.